Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Just a minute. I had the phone laying out on the desk. Who's calling me? Who's answering? I think you're a hardware. Something to do with shipping? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay, we're a third-party agency that services many different online vendors.
Well, I don't know what you said, but what I want to tell you is I have an invoice item on my bill from my credit card people, Costco, and it says that the people connected with this number, however the connection might be, in Nevada, I was charged $54.97 for some kind of service, I guess, but I don't know what it was or why I did it. Can you speak a little louder when you speak?
Yes, sir. Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Yes. 26644, I hope. I'm getting this. I'm in my 90s now, and I have these problems. I ought to be able to find something with.
Okay,
well, try 288. I'm in Laurel Springs, North Carolina. I think it's 28644. Yes, that's it.
And your first and last name?
First name, and that is my first name that I'm going to give you. Denos, D-E-N-O-S. Marvin is my last name.
Okay, and could you verify your address?
165 Smokey, with a K-Y, Hollow Road, Laurel Springs, North Carolina.
Okay, so I do see that you paid the shipping and handling for the space heater.
Oh, my God. From Top Heat? What do they call themselves? Top Air?
Well, sir, you paid the shipping and handling for the space heater, and you were billed $54.97.
Is this the cost of the space heater or just shipping that little thing?
Well, you paid shipping and handling of $9.97. You were billed $54.97 for the membership fee.
I don't know what's going on. I'm almost inclined to dispute this, but I did get a heater, a very small plug-in heater that doesn't work, and I have to return. And they're very hard to find, but I found them on the my daughter found them on the computer. So, I don't know, would you say again, maybe I would accept this, even though it's a bummer. Are you the people that do the shipping?
Yes, sir. Have you already disputed the charge for $54?
I've got a charge for $54.97. Is that what you charged me to ship it?
No, sir. You were billed $9.97 for the shipping and handling.
Well, I tell you, that's very reasonable. What I'm going to do, how can I do this so I don't bother you people? I am going to dispute the charge, but I don't dispute the shipping charge.
Well, sir, I can offer a 50% refund on the charge.
What is that, ma'am?
I can offer a 50% refund.
Oh, you can get me a refund? Well, that's good. And then, are you going to mail it to me in the United Postal System?
Well, sir, the refund will go back to the account that was billed.
I beg your pardon? Oh, you're going to put it back in the credit card account?
Yes, sir, and I can offer a 50% refund.
You're going to send me a refund. Do I understand that?
A 50% refund.
What about, apparently, I don't want to want to dispute the shipping charge. You don't. You're not part of those people. But how? I want to tell the people. You know, you're going to send me an email or something, so I can call the credit card people and tell them I want to dispute the charge minus $9.97.
Well, sir, you don't have to dispute the charge. I can go ahead and issue that full refund. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back.
And you're going to issue that refund to me?
Yes, sir. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
And I ask you, would you be using the United States postal system?
No, sir. It will go back to the card that was charged.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's very nice, too. So I think I should wait till I get your refund before. Well, I could tell them that's at the credit card that I'm not disputing $9.97 for shipping, but I'm disputing all the rest.
Well, sir, I issued you the full refund of the $54.97, so you don't have to dispute the charge.
Are you going to refund everything?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I really want you to know that, you know, even at my age, I'm still not helpless, and I understand a little bit about building and electricity and so forth, and that heater just falls out of the I know how to build it better, but they don't, I guess. It falls out of the socket, out of the receptacle. It won't stay plugged in.
Well, sir, I can offer to have another one shipped out for you.
Okay. I'll wait 5 years and then see if everything is, with that charge has been settled. I don't mind returning the heater, but
no,
they don't answer. They don't say anything.
I'm going to have another one shipped out for you.
I don't want any more.
Okay.
Please. They're all going to have the same problem. They're not built right for a receptacle. They don't balance correctly in a receptacle. That's all I can tell you. They don't balance. They fall out. And I didn't want to mess with it in any way. So tell me, can you sum it up for me? I'm sorry to be so difficult. But I can't help it.
It's fine, but I did issue that full refund of $54.97. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
So, I still have the heater, though, but I, you know, I'm willing to return it even at my expense, but I don't know what to say because I can't get people. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Kendra.
Kendra?
Kendra, yes, sir.
Kendra, my wife is yelling. She hears very well. I just want to use your name and say thank you very much, Kendra.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Oh, I've called the right people, obviously. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, do you hear that, Francis?